Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. I thank you for joining me today. This is Sister Judith, and we're going to continue on in a message I've entitled, Thy Word is Truth. And I'd like to begin by reading 1 John chapter 4, starting at verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. That was at the time John wrote, at the end of the first century approximately. Verse 4 says, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." Praise God. And so, if we know the Spirit of God, we will try the spirits, we'll have the gift of discernment operating, that is that ability to know through the Spirit of God, through the Word of God, that which is of the devil, that which is of flesh, and that which is of God. And you know, the devil has one great weakness, and that is, you know, he cannot stand in the presence of God and the blood of Jesus Christ. So that's why we do not have to be afraid. We don't have to cringe and hide. Not that we are boastful or walking in arrogance, if you will. But if we walk in the Spirit and are led by the Spirit, then we are covered by the blood of Jesus and the protection of the Holy Spirit. It is when we try to add to the things of God that we can go off the deep end, and many have done that. Listen to me closely now. When people begin to trust in anything other than Jesus Christ and the Word of God, you can know immediately that they are no longer walking with God. And that's why the devil tries so hard to delude people into trusting everything else except the pure Word of God and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit of God within us, who's the comforter. He's the powerhouse. He will lead and guide us into all truth. And so, beloved, we have to make up our mind. We don't have to be afraid, but if our heart is fully surrendered to God, if all we want is the truth of Jesus, then we don't have to be afraid. God will not let us go off into error. I fully believe that. I have experienced that in my own life, even when I was unsaved. Because, I mean, I was convinced if the truth was not Christianity. I'd been brought up in a nominal church, said I'd never be back in a church again. But I was looking for truth. I was looking for answers. And while there are some avenues that seem very mysterious and appealing and esoteric knowledge and only known to a very few, the illumined who would open their minds to receive this great wisdom, beloved, that is, when you hear stuff like that, that's really of the enemy, because Jesus, in his gospel, he says, "Whomsoever will, come, come. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Whosoever will may come and drink freely of the waters of life." No, there's no hidden knowledge. I mean, there may be hidden knowledge God will yet reveal to us, but as far as the basic gospel, as far as what we're to do in this time frame and time zone and period in which we're living, God has not changed the Great Commission. Even though cultures and times have changed, Jesus hasn't changed. You know what, beloved? That's the only wonderful thing, that in a world that is constantly changing, we're aging, time passes, even our physical bodies don't stay the same. As you probably are fully aware, we all change. Our opinions hopefully will change. Our attitudes, our understanding will change, which is all a good thing if we are conformed to the Spirit of Truth. And He leads us into knowledge of God and mysteries that the holy men of old longed to look into. He reveals things to us by the Spirit of God. And Jesus said, you can't serve two masters. You'll either hate the one and love the other, or you will love the one and hate the other. Sweet water and salt water cannot issue from the same fountain. And beloved, there are those who do desire to learn secret wisdom and enter into occultic type practices, enchantments, those who literally are worshipers of Satan. I mean, they actually got, believe it or not, they got a 501c. Can you believe that in San Francisco? Anyway, they will try to circumvent the power of God. And beloved, the word of God is very clear. They will be cast into hell right along with the idolater and the adulterer and the seditionist unless they repent. They are of their father, the devil, and they know not the things of God. Though many may have a form of godliness, but they have God plus something else, so they say. And beloved, that's not possible. That is impossible. It's simply Jesus, and there's nothing else needed beyond Jesus. And so while we have to have compassion on those who are caught up in such lies and deceptive practices of the enemy. Why? It's very seductive because power is involved in it. Power to influence people. And to say that there is no power in that dark realm would be foolish because there is a reality of power. But the power of God is greater than that of the enemy. And so as Christians, we need not fear. But those who are following in the paths of the devil, they have good reason to fear. And so we need to pray for their deliverance. We thank God that God has given us godly discernment so we can understand and know the ways of God and the ways of flesh and of the devil. And sometimes you'll notice that someone who is into witchcraft or sorcery or astrology or whatever, they carry a mystical air about them. Have you ever noticed that? They seem very, they have a quiet power that they're just kind of different than everyone else. They know something you don't know. Yeah, thank God you don't know it. And they try to be extra mystical, acting as if they're walking in a world all of their own. And believe me, they can have it, beloved, because when, you know, they may say something's supposed to come to pass, and some of them over the years that have had fairly large names in terms of the world, sometimes things will happen. But very often, you know, when something is spoken by the Spirit of God, for example, the prophets of old under the Old Testament, if they were a true prophet, it will, if it hasn't come to pass yet, it will come to pass, especially if it, of course, is relating to the old days. I mean, the amazing thing, remember, it was prophesied, I believe, by Isaiah, talking of Cyrus, who would be anointed to be able to release the Jews to go back after 70 years captivity that Jeremiah had prophesied. And so God is going to begin to judge people in these last days, just like as He did in the days of old. There's an amazing passage in Jeremiah, the 28th chapter. And I guess you could say maybe those first 17 verses, but basically the Israel, while they were God's chosen people, and will always be, I mean, the church has not replaced Israel. God's going to fulfill all of His promises that He made to Abraham, to Moses. He's going to fulfill all those promises that He declared for His people Israel. But the fact of the matter is, they were in idolatry, they were in disobedience, they suffered the consequences. And sometimes we think that anything of God just has to be, you know, sweetness and light. It's all good stuff. Well, this was in the chapter 28. In the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, who was king of Judah in the fourth year, there was a prophet by the name of Hananiah, and he spoke in the name of the Lord, saying, this is the Lord speaking, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. Within full, he's being specific now, 2 full years will I bring again into this place all the vessels of the Lord's house that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took away from this place and carried them to Babylon. And basically, so he's pronouncing this. And then the true prophet of God, Jeremiah, said to Hananiah in the presence of all the priests, all the people that stood in the house of the Lord, and he said, yeah, okay, amen, the Lord do so, the Lord perform thy words which thou hast prophesied, may that happen. Nevertheless, verse 7, here's the true prophet of the Lord. Hear thou now this word that I speak in thine ears and the ears of all the people. The prophets that have been before me and before thee of old prophesied both against many countries and against great kingdoms, of war and of evil and of pestilence. The prophet which prophesied of peace, when the word of the prophet shall come to pass, then shall the prophet be known that the Lord hath truly sent him. So what... At this point, Hananiah was really angry, and he took the yoke, that wooden yoke that the prophet Jeremiah had put as a visual prop, if you will, of learning. He broke it off. And so Hananiah makes this a dramatic announcement. Even so, the Lord says, will I break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, from the neck of all nations? He's holding to what he said. And then, the word of the Lord eventually came to Jeremiah, and he said, tell Hananiah, hear now, Hananiah, the Lord hath not sent thee, but thou hast makest this people to trust in a lie. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will cast thee from off the face of the earth. This year thou shalt die, because thou hast taught rebellion against the Lord. Verse 17, so Hananiah the prophet died the same year in the seventh month. So, beloved, God, his word, his two prophets, which are speaking the word of the Lord by the word of the Lord, will come to pass. And God is judge in his house, and he will not tolerate evil. He will not tolerate those, as in the days of Israel, they were seeking all sorts of signs. They were going, they were worshiping false gods, which are basically demons. And so as a result, they paid the penalty. But God in his mercy is redeeming Israel. A great work is going on even now in that nation and in the nations of this world. God is revealing himself. He is doing that through his people, through you, and through me. Praise God. So thank you for this privilege, Lord, and may we be faithful to execute your will. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.